Now, your host, Jaymont G.
And we're back on the fly over at the LSA Mall. And if you're listening on AM 1210, 93.1 FM, or on the web worldwide at airventure.org, it is Saturday, but we're enjoying a beautiful Friday afternoon out here on the mall. It's all grassed in, and there's some wood chips around. It's very, some nice flags. It's just a really nice environment down here. And I'm joined by Mr. Pete Crotty. He's the
chief manager is my
chief
title.
Head honcho over at Jabiru USA. You also have another company. We'll talk about that as well.
Okay.
But what do you think about your new surroundings?
I think it's great. The LSA Mall's in a great place this year. I was a little unsure when we got this new layout and trying to pick a different location here this year. But our new location up behind Piper and Pilatus has turned out to be excellent. We're very happy with it. The LSA Mall is very well done this year.
Yes, it sure is. Tell us a little bit about what's happening with Jabiru these days. Lots of exciting things going on.
Jabiru USA imports engines and aircraft components from Jabiru Australia, and then we sell the engines and we build firewall forward kits for home-built aircraft and sell them around the country and around the world. In addition to that, we build two models of Jabiru aircraft to the U.S. light sport standards, the Jabiru J230 and the J170. We're pretty busy down in Shelbyville, Tennessee, producing three or four a month right now. It's been great. There's great support from Australia. Have a lot of fun doing this.
I bet you do. Actually, I was perusing a publication that Craig Herrick puts out not long ago, and through that publication, I was introduced to those new airplanes that you talk about. You had a full spread and a whole layout on your airplanes in that magazine, and that magazine is sent to just about every aviator for free, and that was a nice presentation for your company, so that's how I got to know who you were. It's an interesting combination, like Dan was saying, that you have both an engine manufacturer and a airplane manufacturer under basically the same corporate roof.
Yeah, that's right. Jabiru actually first started with an airplane back in 1988. The airplane flew with a couple of different engines. The most successful was a Italian KFM engine. But KFM went out of the aircraft engine business, and the alternatives that Rod Stiff at Jabiru was looking at just were not reliable enough, or they were too heavy. So he designed his own engine. The first engine flew in late 91 and then was certified in his airplane by CASA in Australia. Shortly after that, Jabiru brought the engine to the Oshkosh Convention along with their airplane. I think it was a 94 or 95. That first engine was a 60-horse engine, well received here at AirVenture, but the U.S. builders wanted more than 60 horse, so they came back the next year with a retooled version of it, the 2200cc Jabiru engine at 80 horsepower, and it's just gone right on from there.
And then tell us a little bit about the airplanes. They look like they'd be just perfect for the training market.
They're great trainers. They're used as trainers all over the world. Jabiru has a fleet of over 1,600 airplanes out there flying around the world. There's probably approaching half of them in flight schools. I believe in Australia, it's probably roughly 80% of private pilot training is done in Jabiru's. In South Africa, it's probably higher than that. We've got a lot of airplanes in Australia with thousands of hours on them in flight schools, including, I don't know, three or four with over 8,000 hours. They still fly every day in flight schools. So in the U.S., our J-170 really is optimized to be a trainer. It has the four-cylinder Jabiru engine. It has the same landing gear and the same wing as what was Jabiru's four-place airplane that we use for light sport as the J-230. It's a really tough little airplane. The four-cylinder engine, you're going to use 4 gallons an hour or so in training. It's cheap to run, lasts a long time, and just a tough little airplane.
What is the TBO on the Jabiru engines that are on the trainers?
The TBO on Jabiru engines is 2,000 hours.
So basically the same as an equivalent Lycoming or
Yeah, that's true. And it's a lot like a Lycoming. You know, if you fly it every day, fly it frequently, you'll go to 2,000 hours. If you don't, you probably won't.
Maintenance-wise, are they fairly easy to get maintained here in the United States?
Yes, we're easy to maintain. We've established a network of service centers now that are coordinated with my dealers around the country. Maintenance, this is a very simple engine. Maintenance is very simple. Parts are quite inexpensive in an aircraft sense. To give you an example, a overhaul, full overhaul done in our shop, parts, labor, and all at 2,000 hours on the six-cylinder engine will cost you $6,000.
Oh, $1,000 a cylinder.
That's about right. So the four-cylinder engine is about $4,000 to rebuild at 2,000 hours.
And that's for a complete overhaul.
Complete overhaul.
Parts, that's about the same cost as just a cylinder per for one of the other engines.
Yeah, that's about half the cost of just the parts alone of our main competitor.
Tell us about your other company.
Our other company, a couple of years ago, and more than a couple now, we wanted an airplane to market that would be complementary to the Jabiru. We wanted one that would be low wing instead of high wing. We wanted to be sleek and fast, responsive. You know, we had the solid, stable, strong airplane covered in the Jabiru, but we were looking for something a little more exciting. We spent probably 4 years snooping around other airplanes here at the Oshkosh Air Venture and Sun and Fun, looking at the way that, you know, companies like Lance Air had built their tails and hinged their surfaces, and looking at how Vans did his. And so we put a lot of these borrowed ideas together, adapted them to an airplane, and in 2006 built a prototype and flew it in March. Got it to Sun and Fun of that year, and that airplane called the Lightning. The company is called Aireon Aircraft. We've delivered 80 kits, and there's 44 of them flying now, I believe. It's kind of ironic. We've now developed an SLSA version of that airplane. We spent 3 years trying to make it go as fast as possible. And, you know, the amateur built versions cleaned up very nicely, do 150 knots on that 120 horsepower engine. We spent the last year slowing it down to meet the light sport rule.
Yep, yep.
The result was an airplane that is really stable, pretty responsive, yet climbs, you know, you put one person in it, half tanks, a day like today, you'll climb at nearly 2,000 feet a minute. It's the real performance airplane in this light sport market.
Wow. Those are also being manufactured in Tennessee?
Yeah, those, except for the Australian engine, every part of an Aireon Lightning aircraft is built in the USA. The fiberglass work is done just 30 miles west of us here in Wyawega, Wisconsin. The welding is done in Wautoma, Wisconsin. The parts come down to Shelbyville, Tennessee, and we build the airplane in Shelbyville. So other than the Australian engine, this is a U.S.-made airplane.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Do you have one here for folks to see?
Yeah, we have three of them between the Light Sport Mall and our home booth up at number 136. The Light Sport version, the SLSA version, is here in the Light Sport Mall right in front of the Llama tent. And then we have two experimental amateur-built versions, including the award winner for Best Composite Airplane at Sun & Fun 2008, up in our home booth there at number 136, just behind Pilatus.
All right, so if people are here at the show and would like to come see your airplanes, they can do so. And then, of course, if they can't get by and see an airplane, if they're listening on the web, then it's usjabiru.com, correct?
That's correct. usjabiru.com gets you through to us in Shelbyville, Tennessee. And if anybody's traveling from like Oshkosh to Florida, you're going to go right past us, stop in. If you're flying, Shelbyville's got the cheapest gas around.
And from what I understand, you guys are pretty motivated to allow people to take demo flights.
Oh, yeah. We love to fly. Stop in. We can find an excuse to go flying.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Pete, and we wish you well here at the Light Sport Mall and at your home booth at 136 and here at Oshkosh Air Venture 2009. And we'll be right back here in just a few moments as we continue on the fly. I'm Jay Montjean. You're listening to EA Radio AM 1210, 93.1 on the FM dial this year and at airventure.org on the web. We'll be right back.